came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinions that make you a politician. Bush robbed all us, would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida, would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle cause this shit's hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus. Tell him forward to Moses and CCI Live. Mr. Soul Survivor, does that make me a convict? Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit?
Young Jeezy has always been known as a drug-dealing, self-proclaimed hustler, who made his money by exploiting the drug game and eventually getting into the hip-hop scene. Jeezy, however, has managed to create one of the more politically challenging albums of the year with his newest CD, The Recession. Jeezy's goal on this album is to get back to his roots and target the audience that he appeals to and the audience that he himself came from. This group would be considered the less fortunate, the ones that are living in housing projects, or the ghetto. In this interview, Jeezy talks with a radio personality about his idea for the CD, who he was trying to reach, and why he chose the economy as his main topic.
I mean, cause I felt a little pressure, you know, when I was going back home and just seeing my people and seeing what everybody was going through. And, you know, over the years I learned that my music, you know what I'm saying, I have a voice and I can speak my opinion and people listen. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of touch on the subject without making it a depressing subject, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I dealt with a few recessions in my time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I felt like I can address it, and you know what I'm saying? You know, I motivated thugs already, so I just feel like I can get a couple more people through their day. That's what I came up with.
Right. So with each album.
In comparison to other rappers, Young Jeezy is not usually considered to be a candidate for releasing one of the most politically focused albums of the year. His music becomes his novel, a literary masterpiece dispelling the myths of his life and painting an image of a country in turmoil in My President is Black. Let's listen to a little more of that song as he continues to talk about the economy and how it's affecting his life and others.
Pay all these damn bills, feed all these damn kids, buy all these school shoes, buy all these school clothes. For some strange reason, my son addicted to polo. Love me some spinach dip, I'm addicted to Houston. And if the numbers is right, I take a trip out to Houston. Earthquake out in China, hurricane in New Orleans. Street dreams tour, I show my ass in New Orleans. Did it for so slim, brought out BT. It's all love, but I'm forgiving you, Pimp C. You know how to pimp me. That nigga gon' speak his mind. If he can speak down from heaven, he tell me stay on my grind. Tell him I'm doing fine, a bummer for mankind. We ready for damn change, so y'all let the man shine. Stunting on Martin Luther, feeling just like a king. Guess this is what he meant when he said that he had a dream.
In Jeezy's song Circulate, he is able to reflect on his economic decisions in the past. He decides that the watch he has purchased was not necessarily a thrifty buy. Admitting his previous wrongs shows maturity in his music and really gives depth to the autobiographic feel of the album. I hope to see more literary albums from Young Jeezy in the future because he has become very skilled in articulating his story and relating it to current culture.
It was all good a week ago, Young the Big Tipper. Grinded all wicked through it all, let it scribble. Got me looking at my stats, like where the f*** is the rest at? Looking at my...